Have you decided on your bridal bouquet yet? It was an innocuous enough question, but I couldn't help flinching at the reminder all the same. Liana gave a knowing smile at my wince. How much time do you have left to decide? She asked, with an innocent bat of her dark lashes. 10 days? I grumbled under my breath. An exhalation slipped through my lips as I sagged forward, propping my elbows on the edge of the counter. Lily, standing at the register, slid me a sympathetic look before beckoning the next customer to come to the counter and check out. My enchanted candle shop, Wicked Wicks, was bustling with activity and had been since opening. The summer sun bounced off the reflector screens and shiny hoods of the cars parked along the street out front, sending my air conditioner unit into overdrive. That, combined with the press of patrons, left the shop feeling like the inside of a bread machine. New prickles of sweat broke out across my brow as I allowed myself a moment to wallow in self-pity before glancing up into Liana's smiling face. My best friend was what one might call a stunner, with her warm brown skin and glittering brown eyes, and a smile brighter than the Times Square ball on New Year's Eve. It was almost impossible to feel bad when her smile landed on you. Almost. At least we got the dress out of the way, Liana said, with a soft sing-song to her voice. My lips pressed together, so tightly they almost vanished. Behind me, a soft, gravelly chuckle rumbled from a shadowy cubby mounted to the wall. Liana's smile quickly morphed to a look of pure horror. Cora? You didn't. A furry, gray-blue face popped out of the cubby, flashing a tiny row of white teeth. The cat would look menacing, if not for the glittering sparkle of humor twinkling in her ethereal blue eyes.
Busted,
she jeered at me, still laughing. I shot the cat a scowl. What have I told you about the wedding plans? I believe my exact words were, you're banished from all wedding discussions. Not a peep. Celine, my unsympathetic feline familiar, stretched languidly as she dropped from her cubby and jumped to stand between Liana and me on the counter. Her tail swayed with casual, unbothered indifference. Lily frowned as she attempted to wrap protective paper around a tall pillar candle for a customer. Without missing a beat, she batted the cat's tail out of the way, mumbling an apology about any lingering cat hair to the customer, who stared open-mouthed at my talking cat. Must be an out-of-towner. The locals, by and large, knew about Celine, as her reputation far outweighed her small stature. Liana clasped my forearm, her eyes wide and pleading. Cora, please tell me you didn't cancel the wedding dress order. I thought we had this settled. Desperation pitched her voice higher with each word. Pretty soon she was going to be on par with Alvin and the Chipmunks. I jerked my chin over my shoulder, indicating the storeroom of my shop. Come back here, I hissed, shooting another glower at Celine as I waited for Liana to round the counter.
It's too late, Celine called after Liana. She already called and canceled the dress. But really, you should be proud. She managed to wait a full 72 hours before she jettisoned this one. So hey, that's progress, right?
Stay out of it, I barked, as I tugged Liana into the dimly lit storeroom.